traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
We had I Show Speed in a prime bottle.
Randy Orton has him by the chin, Able. And he managed to slip in there.
Ronaldo better!
I'm not going to say who, but a CEO from a very powerful company.
He goes, the Graham Bensinger guy
did the same thing to us.
That guy is a liar.
I'm staying at Mike's house.
I try to hang out, watch TV,
and he's like, I'm so tired.
What did you want to do?
Why were you using an oil that's used for babies? Why would you even have an oil like that?
I'm going to be a dad. Logan retains speed involvement, speed prime athlete.
Are we rolling? Champ. Is this real?
Cody finishes.
So you could. So the audience right now can Undertaker. See how Logan preps for the episode.
No Austin.
This is how he preps for the episode.
New era has begun.
I have been wrestling. Prime is
having
a
baby. How's Nina? What's the due date?
Wait, what was the
Morgan
last one?
Wallen arrested? Just some bullshit.
Yeah.
Wait, all of it. Who cares?
What do you? What was? There was one in there.
Shut the up, Mike.
Wait, does you have a mic?
We gave Kevin a ghost mic off screen.
I like it.
Again.
Shut the mic.
That's crazy, bro.
Just like that.
Hey, can you just keep saying that throughout the episode? Whenever he talks, starts. Every time he starts going. You know when that moment when Mike's at like 250, 260 seconds into a rant and we're all just like, yeah.
Bro, it's a podcast. What do you want? We can't all just sit here and have giant muscles and hope people listen to us. Oh my God, did you hear how good Logan's muscles sounded on that last episode? We gotta say shit. It's a show. My bad. Off the top rope. Drink my drink. Sorry, bro.
Yeah, I started doing bicep curls, so.
You can't tell.
Yep. Popping out of my shirt, doing dips, set of 25, 4 sets.
You're right.
Minimum, yeah, come on.
Jeff, you asked me what book I was reading?
Yep.
It's called Disappointing Affirmations. My girlfriend doesn't like it.
Read one. Okay. Why don't you share with the class?
Whenever someone asks you how you are, just make up a lie like, I'm okay. No one wants to hear about your problems.
That's not true. That's not what he read.
Yes, it is. It's the book's called Disappointing Affirmations.
Disappointing Affirmations.
I'm looking at it. That's what it says.
Stop romanticizing the past. You've always been miserable.
This is my
favorite one. Have a panic attack. You've deserved it.
You've earned it.
See, this is why I need this book, because I can't read. I can't even read properly.
You can't make fun of people.
Have a panic attack. You've earned it. Like, what, bro?
I can appreciate how grounded in reality that book is, because here's the reality. Life sucks. It's just so trash.
Nah.
And it's hard, too. It's hard, because you have to focus on so many things, and it's all just bullshit. Including this show.
No way, dude. You sound like John Candy. You don't even know who John Candy is.
No, he doesn't know.
Do you know who John Candy is?
No.
I'm just kidding, guys. Welcome back to horseshit episode of Impulsive. We love you guys. Thanks for listening. We're coming off of a week that was crazy, but this is a week delayed. So WrestleMania is a week and a half out. And we made a pretty exciting announcement this weekend, and there's a lot of stuff to talk about. So here we are with Mike Majlak and Jeff Levin to talk about stuff.
Welcome to the episode, guys. And by the way, I don't think it's going to be a bullshit episode. I think it's going to be fantastic. I think it's going to be exactly what you guys have been looking for, friendship, and just dumb shit.
Feeling so dumb right now. I feel like I've kind of lost my brain a little bit.
What if it was never there to begin with?
Every time I do some of these episodes, like, a little bit of my soul is just given.
Well, why do you do podcasts then? Have you ever thought of just not doing
I don't
it?
Know, because all they do is get me in trouble. Like, I'm going to say some stuff on this podcast that will be, like, clipped out of context and, like, get me in trouble. I just get myself in trouble. Like, I notice that. Like, the more I open my mouth and talk, the more people fucking hate me.
Is this going to be a therapy show?
I don't
show?
Think so.
This
I
is going to be a therapy
so.
Session, bro.
No, bro. I have a front pocket, and therefore I don't need therapy.
Hey, is that can open? Okay, just please be careful.
Bro, shut up. I'm staying in Mike's house.
We've already been over
No, this. We're doing it again. Mike lets me stay in his house sometimes when I demand that he lets me stay in his house.
You miss him.
Yeah, I miss him. He's my buddy.
You miss him.
Yeah, last night I tried to hang out, watch TV, and he's like, I'm so tired.
I went to sleep. I gave you the throne.
I'm so
tired. You really
tired.
Went to sleep? What time?
10:30 was I was just a long week of just events. I'm almost 40. I went to sleep. It was 10:30 and it was 1:30. We'd just flown in. We just did the episode with you know who. The big episode that's coming out next Tuesday. That's going to make up for this fucking absolute pigsty of a shithole fuck fest. And I was tired, bro. And I came home and he's like, let's watch that new Gyllenhaal film with Post Malone in it. And I was like, nah, I'm probably going to go to bed, dude. I'm sure it's great.
It's not. It's not.
But
you,
I just
and
didn't
you know
you
that.
Watch the whole
and
thing?
You know that.
No,
is that you trying to be diplomatic?
No, not at
Come
all.
On,
how
bro.
Was I supposed to know? I didn't even watch 1 second of it. How could I know if it was
because
good?
Because, bro, has Conor McGregor in it as like a lead role. It's not a good movie.
Well, maybe it's got some redeeming quality. I don't fucking know. I like to look at
the only redeeming quality is Post Malone.
Post Malone's great.
He's awesome.
He is great.
Did he's my number one listened to artist.
Did he bulk up for that film?
I wouldn't say anything like that.
Because he remotely. Looked burly in the.
I mean, he posted a burly guy.
Not anymore. They shot it a couple years ago.
Oh, because not in the scene where he says, very cool, man. Congratulations. You know, the. Just forget it, dude. You guys don't even
you
pay
haven't
attention
seen it?
To social media, so you wouldn't know what I'm talking about. But yeah, you watch the movie by yourself. How does that make me such an enemy of the state?
Because we have the house alone.
What did you want to do?
My girl didn't come with me.
What did you want to do? Have an orgy? Like what, bro? Like, come on.
We have the house alone. It's been a while since we've seen each other. We're in this cool city.
No,
like,
no.
What did you want? Because your fucking German videographer David is not here. He's doing whatever being German. My fiance didn't come, and so it was just two boys kicking it, bro. It felt like kind of old school, like back in the day when it was like a Friday night and your mom had Tostitos pizza rolls in the oven and you could play Call of Duty all night. That's what I thought it was.
But you don't
be.
Play Call of Duty, bro. You play Tetris. You play shit from the 60s. You watch programs. You eat supper. You know what I'm saying? The vibe was just off, bro. And your hand kept getting off. Mad close to my leg, bro.
Bro,
I'm not even gonna lie, dude.
I was cooped up in a
You were over
sack.
In that corner, and I was for some reason sitting this close to you, and your hand, like, say this was my leg, this was your hand. And I was just like, dude, I'm not feeling
dude,
the vibe.
Dude, there's
bro.
Nothing wrong with being like close with a homie.
Is this a usual
it's
thing
just
for Mike
not,
to
no.
like bounce and like leave you?
No,
by yourself
no.
or no? Like,
no,
this is-
normally we hang out. You know what I think it is?
What is it?
I think it's that girlfriend of his.
Yeah, right.
Oh. 100%. Right. He's not used to hanging out with a buddy anymore. He's used to hang out with his girl past
yeah,
time.
Yeah, right, dude.
Yeah, you are.
That's not true.
Yeah, you are. You don't appreciate your boys anymore.
That's not true. You're not even my friend anymore. You're A-list celebrity.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
You
I'm
don't
just
even
the
like,
United States champion.
You don't even like us.
How are you? Retain and remain. Just like I said, WrestleMania 40.
See?
Biggest WrestleMania ever.
See?
I participated. Is that what you expected? Did you expect anything less? I was in it. Did you think it was going to be the biggest WrestleMania ever? Shut up. You sound stupid. We had I Show Speed in a prime bottle. What did you think was going
to
happen?
Yo, can someone explain to me how
150
that
mil
in, is the biggest thing in the world?
Internet phenom. I Show Speed.
He's like, I just don't think there's anyone else in the world that's on his level as it pertains to ability to drive eyeballs.
When I was pitching him to the WWE, it took a little massaging, took a little finessing for us to convince them that we had this like young creator who, by the way, is still a teenager. The kid's 19 years old, who's just an internet phenom. Everything he touches goes crazy viral because he's got that like charismatic, contagious energy.
Something
I don't know.
The barking.
Yeah, he barked.
Barking.
He barked in Randy Orton's face.
Like imagine explaining to Mozart. Like imagine explaining to Mozart who I Show Speed is. You know what I'm saying?
Imagine explaining anybody who I Show Speed is.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point.
He's tough
what
to describe.
What do you say?
What do you say?
Elevator pitch. I Show Speed.
I can't do it. I tried to explain to Nina, my beautiful fiance. I said, we signed this new guy. I Show Speed. He's a phenom. She's like, how much are you paying him? I told her. She goes, you're paying that guy that much? I've never even heard of him. I'm like, you're out of touch. You don't understand. This guy is what would you call him? Like a
sensation.
He's a sensation. He's a YouTube internet sensation.
I asked my nephews, do you want to go to WrestleMania? Yeah, we want to go. I Show Speed's going to be there. What?
Yeah.
Yeah. He shows speed. He shows prime. He shows bark.
Didn't he say during his RKO, he said Ronaldo's better. Yeah. Before he went down.
Yes, yes. Randy Orton has him by the chin.
On the table.
And he managed to slip in there. Ronaldo better. And like it's RKO'd on the table.
He's great.
Yeah, yeah. Great match, man. Great match. Great WrestleMania. Headed back to Bama, baby. This weekend, the NASCAR Cup Series is headed to its biggest and baddest track, Talladega Super Speedway. This beast of a track is 2.5 miles of nothing but pure speed. And it's known to always put on a legendary show. Drivers will be battling it out at almost 200 miles per hour, just inches away from each other for 500 miles. If you've never checked out NASCAR, you got to catch this race. The Geico 500 is anyone's to win. So tune in to the NASCAR Cup Series race on Sunday, April 21st at 3 p.m. Eastern on Fox. And make sure to watch the docuseries NASCAR Full Speed on Netflix to get an exclusive look into the lives of some of your favorite drivers. My favorite is Kyle Larson. Back to the program.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
I know you don't want to do a wrestling show.
I'm not.
But we have fans who care about wrestling. And by the way,
our wrestling episodes have been outperforming our regular episodes.
Yeah, they have.
I'm a fan from a cash flow standpoint for me. I'm a fan of WWE. Are you serious? The Rhea Ripley episode did like 1 million+, by the way, of real views.
Are you doing it?
No, I'm not doing shit, bro.
What are you doing
then? Do I look like I want to cause fucking drama?
Well, what did you do
no,
then?
It doesn't. I just am saying, like, you, I don't know what people are thinking. If it's real, like, who knows?
Who
no,
do you
it's
think?
Just people in general, like, because there's all the talk about bots nowadays and stuff like that. I'm just saying.
Well,
like,
who's botting?
It's not about who.
Who do
it's
you
more
think?
About what, it's more about it being it, that the fact that it is that. It
are
is
you
happening.
Talking about?
There's that
are
ghost.
You, are you insane?
It wasn't him. It wasn't him.
It wasn't even him.
It wasn't him.
It wasn't even him.
No, you know what's no,
Mike?
You know
do you know who it was?
It was Caleb. It was Caleb.
No, that was good.
No, you know what's gonna happen.
Our
here?
Producer Caleb.
Great.
You know what's gonna happen here? They're gonna think we're talking about George for some reason, which we're not.
Oh yeah. Oh.
I just want to make it.
No. No. He's
but,
crushing.
No, I know that, but I'm making it abundantly clear right now that we're not talking about George because I don't want to end up.
No,
in
we're talking about. Let me do it.
No.
Let me do it. No, no. No. I'm not gonna do anything. I'm not gonna do anything. I'm not gonna accuse because I don't know.
Okay.
What I am gonna say is how you go from 9,000 views in 2 hours to 1 million in 24 hours.
It just makes me feel like I'm punching in a dream.
Why?
Like my hands
Why
are
is that suspect?
What do you mean?
That
because
happen.
We understand what the patterns of YouTube viewership looks like. It's not possible. You can
there's
you can trace
there's
the
no
trend
pattern.
Out.
No,
there
is a pattern.
Pattern.
There's a pattern.
There's a pattern.
And when
bro.
You get hit in an algorithm, whether your podcast is thriving, it'll get served more, or if it's underperforming because it's a guest people don't care about or the click-through rate isn't as high, those affect how much your video is being served. So if it has a low view count in the first 2 hours, which not just on a lot of people's content, you see these videos like underperforming, then all of a sudden out of nowhere they shoot up, and that's just not how the algorithm works. It's just not. I've been doing this long enough, so has he, for us to be paying attention to numbers and know when something's fabricated. And like, I think we're in an era where like a lot of people are faking their shit.
So
and let me tell you something.
We're coming for them?
No, we're not doing shit.
No, we can't.
It just feels like, you know, they're gonna be selling and pitching advertisers based on those numbers that aren't real. And
that's
people
crazy.
Will be paying them money.
But YouTube has got to do something if it's fake.
I'm sure they are, but especially with AI and the different ways you can bot views.
Now
and
we're never
going
to be able to bot views. I was thinking if we didn't talk about this, we could start rolling some computers in.
The issue is that, no.
It's joking. But I'm just saying.
But it shows up elsewhere. So so although you can have, you get your views on one platform, like say you buy followers on Instagram, unless you buy your engagement on every post, you're going to have shit engagement. So then you have to hide your likes. So then it says liked by blah, blah, and others. So advertisers don't know how many likes you are actually getting. And it's more and more prominent now because you can buy and fake views on so many things. And so advertisers will pay you money thinking you're getting legitimate views when you're not. And so like, I'm a platform that has never, ever once bought a follower. Like in the Vine days, all the Viners know this. It was like, you'd be shunned, frowned upon, shamed forever. You bought followers, bro. Seriously.
I think the botting has just gotten so popular on streaming platforms, and streaming platforms are like the big winners right now. Like, dude, pretty much everybody on stream is botting. There's so many bots for streamers.
Doesn't Facebook, which is Facebook and then Instagram, want you to buy it, right? Like, don't they help you, like, hey, unlock this boost? I get it every time I post.
But Boost is like a legitimate engine of like paid marketing that is clearly marked.
Because it says paid.
This has been paid or bought or whatever. This is just like rolling in like hundreds of thousands. By the way,
like I said, when we started this, I'm not accusing, I'm asking, like, literally, how do y'all go from sub 15,000 views in 2-3 hours to the next day having 850,000?
No, not 850,000, 1.4 million. It's not. The math, not math.
Math don't math.
You know what I'm saying?
That's all. What were we talking about?
What we were talking about was that when I said real views, we were talking about WWE. I'm not trying to change the topic. I won't change the topic from the fact that I walked out before The Undertaker, John Cena, and The Rock came out.
Oh, you're so stupid. I won't say that. You're so stupid.
I won't hide that fact.
Dude, when you left, I knew. Just like you walked out on Logan last night.
Yeah, I'm a walker outer. I'm sick. I'm going to be honest with you, I'm sick of it.
So and you did walk out for the same reason. No, you and Sarah walked out for the same reason.
No, we walked out to protect your girl, your wife, bro.
Bro, she had a 7-foot security guard.
He was only walking her to the car. She had to go into the Four Seasons. Who knows what could have been happening?
Strike her down at the Four Seasons. The 60-story Four Seasons.
I just didn't want to get stuck in the traffic output from WrestleMania.
It was an hour. I was stuck in traffic for an hour.
Actually, but Michael, they're saying that the 5 minutes at WrestleMania 40 in the main event were like the greatest five minutes of wrestling ever.
I know. I know.
John Cena, Undertaker, The Rock. Dare I say, Jey Uso.
Uso versus Uso off the ramp onto a double table.
And you left before
off
it.
The ramp, like where Logan walks down.
I watched it on my phone.
You didn't.
I saw clips after on Twitter.
Just like you didn't watch UConn last night.
I did watch UConn. No, shout out to the UConn men. Shout out to the fucking UConn men. The greatest champions in NCAA men's history. The greatest winning differential in the history of the NCAA tournament.
2 years
plus
in a row.
140, 2 years in a row, solidifying that dynasty of UConn men's, UConn Husky sports, bringing it back to CT. And shout out to Dave Portnoy for a massive $600,000 spin into $2.7 million. What a win.
Congrats, Dave.
What a win for the Huskies and for Connecticut once again. I wish the women could have got it done too.
They say the coach is leaving, going to Kentucky.
Actually?
Yep.
Made him an offer. Because they pay more?
Offer he can't refuse.
Like,
dude, it's crazy because I am definitely a man, but when other men start talking about basketball,
are you sure?
And sports, I completely shut off. I'm like, bro, who cares?
Yet you played him.
I did play him. Yeah, but I just never paid attention to him. I don't get sports.
Bro,
I get the big events.
Bro, you can't say that.
What do you don't
fly
get?
Around with a playing Tetris and Rubik's Cube?
That's what do you not? What do you not?
What
get?
Do you not get about back
entertainment?
About NBA?
Yes, are you not entertained?
Why watch sports?
To be entertained.
Why watch the Rubik's Cube?
Why watch the movie you watched last night?
Yeah, you're right. I mean, I guess that's the answer. And it's not even that difficult to understand. I don't know.
Some people pick different things.
Yeah, you're right. That's right.
Different strokes for different folks.
I'm done.
The greatest answer. And I also do want to point out one other thing. The women's
basketball
tournament, finals, championship finals, more viewership.
Than the men's?
First time ever than the men's finals.
14 million, something like that?
17 million to 14 million.
Whoa.
We know why.
A couple reasons.
Number one being Caitlin Clark.
Clark.
The Caitlin Clark era has come to an end. One of the greatest.
Or is the story just beginning?
Dude, it is just beginning. She will now go to the WNBA at a starting salary of $76,000 a
year. Yeah, but she's already $2.3 million off of IRL deals.
Right, and we'll continue to get those sponsorships.
See, like right she's now, I don't know what like either of you are saying. I couldn't care less.
No.
She's a phenom, like I Show Speed.
Dude, no, I'm sure she's fantastic. Cool. It's sick for her.
It's great,
and she's gonna do great things in the WNBA.
Just great enough
for LeBron and Travis and everybody to show up at her games. They didn't tweet about WrestleMania. But they tweeted about...
They were talking about WrestleMania.
They didn't tweet about it. They showed up.
LeBron?
They showed up.
LeBron.
Yeah, LeBron.
What'd he tweet?
tweeted Logan Paul, congrats on retaining the US title. I saw it.
You know, Mike makes fun of me for the games that I play. But the fact is, some of the games I play are the best games in the world. And I'm onto a new game. It's like Fortnite meets Super Smash Bros. They have a baby with Mortal Kombat fatality style moves. Boom! It's called Robo Squad Revolution. It has a bunch of new features I have not seen in other games. You're playing as a robot, but whenever you get a kill streak, you transform into new characters with special abilities. The abilities are insane. There's one where you get a Dune popcorn bucket. There's a like button, boxing gloves. You can even do a cannonball to explode enemies in the area. This is the real deal. And the best part is, yours truly makes an appearance in the game. That's right, I have my own skin. Holograms, special weapons, special moves you can pull off as the Logan Paul character. You've got to see it. It's next level. Might have even included some of my wrestling moves in there. So if you guys are looking for some epic gaming action, check out Robo Squad Revolution. I'm in it. Plays me. Let me know what you think. Enjoy. Back to the show.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
I have to say, being an employee of the WWE, or wait, I'm not an employee. What am I? An independent contractor? Being an independent contractor that works with the WWE is the dopest job in the world. It's so fun. And I feel like The Rock's been saying it, like wrestling's cool again. And I don't know if I'd go as far to say that until I'm the WWE champ. But wrestling is definitely captivating again.
The guy
and,
we
and
just,
the stories we're telling are second to none. And
everybody brings it up.
It's so entertaining. It's a universal language. And like when you're making noise, bringing The Rock out, The Undertaker, John Cena.
It was amazing.
An exchanging of hands, right? Like changing of the belt. Cody Rhodes beating Roman Reigns, who's been a WWE champion for 1,500 days, 1,300 days, like an insane amount of time. And then having the face of the company change to a second generation wrestler. And Cody Rhodes, whose dad was a legend. It was just like really emotional. I got emotional seeing Cody win. And Samantha Irvin bullied me. The ring announcer, Samantha Irvin, fiance of Ricochet, who I beat twice. She bullied me on Twitter. She said, I'm a cringe overreactor.
Is that real or is that not?
It got a ton of favorites.
Tag team, you and Jake versus her and Orton.
Listen, I gave her an amazing compliment because she's awesome in the ring.
She's the best.
Like her announcing Rock, Roman, Seth, Cody. She was standing there, the wind's blowing, and she's just getting into it like Bruce Buffer does.
She's fantastic.
Like she's unbelievable.
She's fantastic. I took it as kind of irony a little bit because if you see the videos of her reacting, she's like sobbing.
Oh, yeah,
as
yeah.
She's
yeah. When The Rock came out for the first time.
She's
yeah.
Very emotional yes, in yeah. it. And I think it was like
she's like,
it's a funny way to like dig at me because
yes,
like I am
like
a cringe
it.
Overreactor.
I think
bro.
She's saying,
bro, I'm reactive as fuck. Something happens, I'm like, oh, like you know I am. But
I just was excited.
She reacts too, and I think that was what it was like, kind of funny because she was playing into that.
I've seen a lot.
You don't
of
care. You want to talk about Caitlin Clark?
I've seen a lot of the matches.
Let's talk about basketball.
That was
again,
the best.
Bro. Let's talk about hoops, dude. Come on, bro.
Caleb, zoom in over on the left side of Jeff's body, right at the couch level for a second.
Oh, that bothers me too. That bothers me too.
Are you out of your ever
That's insane.
Fucking mind?
That's insane of you.
Are you fucking insane?
Dirty ass street shoes.
Shoes on the couch?
I usually take them off at the door. Everybody else walked in with them and I said,
I will walk in.
But usually I take them off.
I will make one note on the care that I give to this home. Based on that care, the home is in great shape and it is for sale. If anyone watching this episode of Impulsive is looking for a $4.2 million home in the hills of Los Angeles, brother, please reach out via the comments. Most like comment.
I'll offer you 3-2.
We'll get the house. Most like comment gets the house.
So Jeff got an offer on the table for 3-2.
3-2.
If anyone else is listening and or watching and likes this house, it's a very nice house. It's important that you buy it. Because Mike said he'd get a kickback to me.
Oh, yeah, I will.
If someone from Impulsive buys it. So,
yeah, that's true. Yes. Yeah, if you want to buy it, sign up using code Logan.
Code Logan.
You'll get 10% off. 10% off the house, and he'll get a percentage of the referral fee.
100%. 100%.
New buyers only.
Yeah. New buyers only.
Dude.
A lot of love, bro.
Yeah, a lot of love.
This past weekend, but.
Was there? What?
A little bit of hate, too.
From?
Dude, let me just lay out a quick story for you. I watched this incredible WrestleMania. My boy retained this fucking a belt. And then when the main showcase came on, I was gone, bro. I was in the car with the women. The girl, I think Nina said to him, I'm leaving with the girls. And you said who? And she said Sarah and Mike. So I'm in this black car being driven home by like a show. Cause he has like chauffeurs and shit with the hat and all that stuff. They get out and they polish the door handle when you touch it. Illuminati. So we're driving down the highway and I look up and it's like, you know, a prime sign, this sign. And I see Snapchat. A sign that says, watch the new special, Graham Bessinger, starring Logan Paul on my YouTube channel. And I said to myself, bro, he bought out of all media outside of WrestleMania.
At the end of the night
for the passerbys to drive viewership to the program that Logan Paul hates. And so, I was like, dude, this dude is crazy. Mm-mm, mm-mm. This dude wants
respect for the savagery because that's an insane thing to do.
Yeah, yeah. Shout out Grant.
Here's the question. That I don't support this documentary and Grant Bensinger is a fucking snake. So for those of you who don't understand what we're talking about, this seemingly super genuine, endearing guy / journalist, I would say, had been asking to interview me for years on his YouTube show called In Depth with Graham Bensinger. And I didn't want to do it just because I didn't see how that outlet would be like beneficial to me in any way, especially if I'm giving him so much like time and energy and like letting him into my life. And then one day he came to us.
He had a ton of celebrities on it.
Yeah.
Tom Hanks, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, well, that's the thing.
The list goes on.
The list of people he's profiled is like impressive. And so one day he comes to me and he goes, hey, my show's moving to Apple TV. Would you want to be the debut episode? I wouldn't want to do it with anyone else. It's got to be you. Sounded exciting. And after some time, we finally decided to do it. And I said, okay, like I don't do profiles often, especially not like in-depth ones. And so I'm gonna give this guy my all. And I did. For 5 months, I let this guy, Graham Bensinger, and his crew infiltrate my life, enter rooms, scenarios, conversations that like typically I would just like never let any like outsiders hear. And I thought it would be a good profile for Apple TV. I was really excited for the viewership that a new audience I could potentially gain on Apple TV.
Prestige.
Yep. It's cool. It was a fun opportunity. Some time passes by, like a year and a half. This guy finally throws together this documentary and it comes out on his personal YouTube channel. And when he first told us that he was going to do that like 4 or 5 months ago because it didn't get picked up by Apple, I was like, yo, that's not my fucking problem. I didn't sign up to go on your YouTube channel. And also, like, the contents of this, he showed me a draft. I was like, dude, there's, like, parts of that that I asked you to remove, and you told me you would. You told me in, like, full confidence that you wouldn't put anything in there without discussing it with me first, that, like, everything gets run by you, and I deserve the best. Like, he gaslit me, like, gassed me up. And there's even a part in there where I accused Jeff. This Jeff of stealing like $2 million.
It was
like,
more.
Like, because I was trying to figure out where the money went. And in my like paranoid, like lack of sleep state and my frenzy of trying to like come up with the solution instantly, I thought there were some loose ends that I like confronted you about.
You
know,
you called me first.
First of all,
you called me first.
Who put the idea in your head? That's what I need to know.
I was just, I was backtracking and like things weren't adding up in my head. But also like I'm looking back, dude, I was sleeping 2 hours a night for like 2 weeks in a row, like trying to stay sane. And like I was fully in a paranoid state. And yet this is my mistake. I let this stranger, Graham, who I trusted, film when I shouldn't have. Like, here's what I thought.
Who you bought a gift for?
Dude.
How many people you've bought a gift for in your life?
I bought my mom a gift once.
Count us out.
Nah.
Well, he bought those knives. He did buy those knives behind.
You got
behind
more
us
than I've gotten.
And
Graham
also
Graham Bensinger got a gift.
Because he was in our house on Christmas, which is another thing, dude. I invited him to my Christmas with my family because I'm like, this is Apple TV, Doc. It's going to be great. And every email, I printed this all out. Me and Graham had like a face-to-face on TMZ. It was the first time I had spoken to him since our falling out when I found out he lied and deceived all of us. Where I printed out like 7 emails were like, Apple TV, Apple TV, Apple TV location release. KSI thought it was going on Apple TV. The WWE thought it was going on Apple TV. Jake Paul thought it was going on Apple TV. And this guy essentially
pulled a fast one, bait
and switched us. He duped
on the contract.
On the contract. And it's disappointing because, like, again, my fault is just believing in people and trusting them. And I thought this guy, who again appears very genuine, very nice, had my best interest at heart, and he just didn't. And there's no real win for me because the piece is already out, and the piece is okay. But even actually, that's not even true.
No, the
story is okay because it's my life, and I'm biased, obviously. But I think like we're telling a pretty interesting story here. But putting it in the hands of an amateur like Graham to make a production as I say this arrogantly, as worthy of the story that I thought my life should be was a mistake. The audio mixing on the final cut is horrible. The story is just not told the right way. He didn't even use the best parts. Like, dude, me and Nina solved Wordle in one.
I remember called.
A technically, like, miraculous feat.
This can't be real.
Wordle in one, dude. For all you Wordlers out there, me and my fiance solved it in one.
I remember calling it. How was the day with Graham? Dude, we solved
randomly
Wordle with
the
one
day they were filming.
Unbelievable.
Not in the cut.
You said unbelievable.
Not in the cut.
How's filming going? Unbelievable.
Yeah, I thought it was great. And I mistakenly thought this dude was going to take care of me. And not only did he lie to me about and everyone about where it was going, it was just a horrible decision of me to put my story in his life's hands, especially because I didn't get paid. I did not get paid. I did this for free because it was going on Apple TV. And so when his deal with Apple fell through, or even if it was with Apple, I don't know if he was lying, he went and sold it to like 100 other networks to pay for a billboard to advertise outside of WrestleMania.
So far.
Like an absolute
that
savage.
Shit was sick.
That's crazy.
If you didn't think it was going to YouTube, why'd you say like and subscribe at the end?
Oh, I don't know. That's like a CTA.
I'm kidding.
But afterwards, I asked Jake, my brother.
You said I love you in the documentary to Graham.
I thought I did.
Scumbag.
I thought I did. I was love bombing.
You love me not.
I say it to you all the time, bro. Come on.
No way.
Come on, bro. I say I love you all the time.
Yeah, you do.
I love you.
You don't say I love you. That's your problem. But he said it.
He just did. He just said, I love you.
Tell
them
the story. Tell them the story.
Dude, Mike's girl has been begging him for years to say I love you.
No, none of that's even possible.
Years.
Mikey, why don't you love me? I love you, Michael.
And then he asked me, he's like, yo, do you say I love you? I'm like, yeah, I've been with Hannah for 15 years.
He partially helped me with it because the way he treats it, it's not like to throw it around like just facetiously, but not to make it as charged because like, you love a lot of people, but when you put that much like energy, like they say I love you to your people. Like they say that all the time because you never know when you're going
to
see them again.
Say it
you
and
never
mean
know
it.
If you're going to see them
and
again.
Mean it.
Yeah, no, for real. It's not about meaning or not meaning. It's about over. My life is a unfortunate series of overthinking.
Cool,
the reason why we haven't put the 40-year-old on his own show where he talks to people because he wants to talk all day
help
for
people.
Over 260 seconds and help people is because of overthinking. The reason why every negative thing is a result of me overthinking shit, and that's the same thing. But
so he ended up telling her. In passing,
it wasn't in passing.
While they were going to sleep,
faced the other way. Each other were faced.
He turned his back over. Was like, "By the way, good night. I love you."
I'm not gonna lie to you. I bought the billboards.
I bought
the Graham Bensinger billboards. I bought them. Put them up outside.
Dude, after Graham Bensinger stabbed me in the back and completely showed me how much of a piece of shit he is, I called my brother. I was like, "Dude, you did a piece with him. What did you think of Graham?"
What'd he say?
He goes, "Dude, Graham's a snake. I've always thought he was a snakey. He's a piece of shit."
What was he?
And when I went on TMZ, he was not drinking. When I went on TMZ and explained my situation, and I was like, "This guy tricked me. He's a fucking liar."
And McAfee brought it up.
Yeah, Pat McAfee brought it up. I was like, he was like, "By the way, so sorry about that." And a CEO from a very, very powerful company sits me down and he goes, the Grant Benzinger guy. I'm like, no way. This guy is talking to me about that piece of shit. No fucking way. He goes, the Grant Benzinger guy. Your whole situation with him, he did the same thing to us. He goes, that guy is a liar. And I've learned that it doesn't matter how nice you are. It doesn't matter how nice you are. If you aren't going to get the deal done and be a man of your word, we're not doing business. That guy is a complete liar. And so the only real W here for me is telling my story, because Graham has done this in the past. He will continue to do it in the future. And I hope other celebrities, personalities, influencers don't trust Graham and don't allow themselves to put their story in his hands.
But celebrities don't watch Impulsive.
They are, because I'm going to chop up a reel of me exposing Graham Benzinger and run ads against his name.
No, it's actually not true.
People Google Graham Benzinger. So the internet billboard will be the equivalent of him putting the billboards up outside of WrestleMania. Like seriously, bro, I don't want people to get tricked like I did.
I'll take it as a learning lesson, as I always do of things, right? The education fund. But it was sad that I knew that you were upset about it. That makes me upset.
Yeah.
It's fucked up.
Well, upset is an oversight. It's because you know, like I'm not the smartest dude in the world, and I have like people in place to protect me. Like I called my lawyer right away. I was like, why did you let me sign this fucking contract? He goes, they told us it was Apple TV. Every email to all our notes, the response back to our red line.
So here's what happened.
So the only
Apple,
thing missing from the contract was if this doesn't go out on Apple TV, it doesn't go out.
No, it's one sentence, in connection with.
Got it. Oh, they used
in connection with Apple.
Oh, like manipulative language.
That just wasn't in there. So every,
I think it might contest. Be you, because that documentary they shot about me when I did my life documentary, that's not going out either on TV. I think, and you were in that one too. I think it's because you're in them that they keep canning them. The networks keep canning them.
They're the ones that asked me to be in it.
So, anyways, two quick things. Celebrities watch the show, number they one. They do. Like heavily, because every time we have big ones on, they know exactly who you are and what we do. Number two is, I will say that it is good that something like this happened before it was a life documentary that involved, you know, you and your wife, or you and if you have kids down the line or something like that. So it's kind of good that it happened now, you know?
Yeah. He's just being so scummy about it. Like, he's using every single thing that we, every bit of conversation that we, oh, you're trying to transition?
It was fucking lame.
Sorry. I slipped on the rope in WWE. I slipped off the rope when Kevin Owens was trying to suplex me. I slipped. Bro, that rope might as well have been covered in baby oil. I went to go like try my move and my foot just went boink. That seems like a lot. That seems like a liability. And I landed on my back with a 260-pound man coming off the ropes, hurt. And then this dude is insane. He climbs the top rope and does a backflip.
That was crazy.
Lands flush on me. How can he even do that? How can a guy that looks like that move like that?
He really moves well.
He does. Kevin Owens, as much as I make fun of him,
He did a backflip.
He is like excellent. Hold on one second. I'll be right back.
Yeah, no, he said, stay here. He said, you stay here. I'm going to go do a backflip.
Yeah.
And but what in your mind says, I'm going to stay here?
He told him to. It was smart. No, because he said in a professional sense to him. But the main.
Do you think you slipped because you had three sneezes that day?
No, he slipped because
of the fact that he was rubbing up with baby oil. And the question is, why were you using an oil that's used for babies? Why would you even have an oil like that?
I see what you're doing.
Yeah, that's number two.
Why don't you just use
oil? No, don't even fucking try it. I see what you're doing. That's number two. And if I have to go number three, I shall not.
I'll do it.
What is number three?
I'll do it.
Just shut up, Levin.
I'm going to be a dad. Gonna be a dad
to a dog.
I'm gonna punch you in the fucking face. You ruined the moment, Levin. I'm gonna strangle
you.
This
documentary's not coming out now because of you. This episode's getting bad.
I'm already a dog dad. I'm gonna be a father to a real child human.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Nina is pregnant. She's about 16 weeks pregnant, and she's due this fall. And wow, what a feeling. What a feeling to get told by the person you love most in the world that you guys are having another person together. That's going to be half her and half me. And man, if it's a girl, we don't know the gender yet. I'm just going to melt. It's like a feeling that I can't even comprehend right now, especially if it looks anything like Nina. Like, I love Nina so much. And then this little version of her that's also half me, that is going to be like my entire life. Having a child is something I've looked forward to for so long. I've wanted to be a dad for a while. I just like hadn't found the right person. And then I did. And Nina's going to be such an amazing mother. Like, she has qualities I couldn't have even guessed I'd find in a partner that are so stellar for being a mother. And I am going to have the responsibility of teaching this young human how to be a person. They're going to be watching me. I'm their dad. And I think being a parent is probably one of the hardest and most important jobs in the world. And there's a lot of weight that comes with it. It's a complete life shift. And for the first time in my life, as you guys know, I can be pretty selfish, but for the first time in my life, I've moved two rungs down the priority ladder. Whereas before, like truthfully, and even now, I'm number one. I just am. Baby comes out, Nina, baby, me, or baby, Nina, me. It doesn't matter, but those two are interchangeable. But like, those are my two most important priorities in my life, my life partner and my child, and then myself. And so I think that mind shift for me is going to be a new chapter of my life again. And I'm excited for it. And it's crazy.
It's amazing.
She's excited. And
it's amazing.
Yeah. I can't wait to find out the gender.
It's either the hardest job or the easiest job.
Why would it be easy? You have to get up so early and change poopy diapers.
That's the hard part. But just being there, just being with them is that's the easy part.
You got to get thrown up on.
You just got to be there. You just got to be there for them.
I'm excited to feel the excitement that this young person feels learning life through a lens that is blank. It's a blank canvas. And you know, they'll get so excited by like the littlest things, and I get to get excited by them discovering what, you know, it means to like go outside and like chase a puppy or something. I'm really excited, man.
So happy for you, because I know what it feels like, and I've been there. Yeah, twice now.
Yeah, two babies.
You can't describe it. This morning, yeah. Liv wakes me up and she just wants to play with, you know, little toys that she's making noises on the bed as I'm like trying to wake up and be awake. It's unexplainable.
Yeah.
You'll be a great dad.
Yeah, it's going to be a great dad. It's going to be a wild ride. It feels like a new chapter in this crazy journey that's been coming up on a decade now. And now there's a little one being added into the love. Because, I mean, think about like the size of this camp and think about all the like cool, loving, like nice people involved in it, you know, and they're all going to be, I'm going to be Uncle Mike, like weird Uncle Mike. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, Paul, stay away from that fucking guy. Yeah, it's exciting, bro. And congratulations to you, to Nina.
Pam, this. Greg. That's going to be amazing.
Yeah. Oh, they were so excited. Jake bro. Yeah. Crazy.
Do you think
Uncle Jake
feels rushed now to try to have one soon too?
I would hope not, because like who cares? And everyone's on their own little journey. I've been, you know, I feel like in my head, at least ready for fatherhood for a little bit now. And I think I hit the timing, the nail on the head with that. I'm ready. Like, I'm here. I'm ready to have a kid. It's great. It is. Let me tell you something that's fucked up. How easy it is for men during pregnancy and how not easy it is for women during pregnancy. Like, dude, the fact that, like, let's be honest, my job was very easy in this equation. Not only easy, was kind of lit.
We're pretty easy.
Was pretty fucking dope. And now Nina, for 9 months, has to walk around gaining weight,
yep,
feeling sick.
Body changing,
being sober, mood swings, the hormonal changes. It's she's growing a person. That's insane. Why? How do we not talk about this more? You just grow a little human inside of you. She has this what's it called? Like a pregnancy diary tracking app, and it tells us in terms of fruit how big this little
and what's thing going is. Through with their body.
Yeah, it's an avocado. This week he's growing ears. This week you should be able to feel your baby kicking. What? All I had to do is nut.
but there's a trade-off though. It's like going to war, but knowing that the outcome is something so great. It's like that the output from it on all those late nights where they're like laid up in pain, having like all that trauma that they go through throughout the process. You know that the end goal of that or the end output of it is the most beautiful thing on the planet.
Well, totally.
So it carries you through. It's not like you get injured and the only thing that you get back to after that is where you were before you got injured.
Like, no, but by the way, God willing, like inshallah, that's true.
What do you mean?
You have a healthy baby and your pregnancy goes the way you think.
For sure.
You know, things happen, and it's why we didn't tell people for a little bit, because, you know, there can be complications. Right now the baby's very healthy and that's all we both want and can hope for. But it just, it's shocking to me. Like, I just try to be as supportive as I can and nurturing and caring. And like the general rule during this time I've told Nina is like, if anything, you know, it pops off between us, it's like, you're right and I'm wrong. You're right, I'm wrong. Even if I'm wrong, or even if I'm right, like, I don't want the smoke right now. Are you okay? Like, please, you're right, I'm wrong, and I was wrong for being wrong.
It's a beautiful time.
Yeah, no, it's awesome. She's doing great. I think some women get, they handle pregnancy differently. She's a champ.
There's also times where they get scared, right? Like towards the end, that happens a lot. Like, oh, this is now happening. I'm gonna have to give birth. The most insane process you've ever seen. Women can endure pain and suffering way more than men.
For sure.
Way more. Just wait for that moment. You'll be there.
Well, yeah, because all this stuff right now is like, you can be a champ when you still have a six pack. Like, nothing started.
How about your abs split in half?
Yeah.
The abs?
Let me repeat to you.
I don't want to hear that.
The abs right here, your abdominal muscles split in half.
You're making stuff up.
Google it.
What would you know about pregnancy? You've been pregnant?
Two of them.
You've been having two babies. Yeah.
It's crazy. It's nuts. So wild.
Wait till dude. They poop their pants and stuff. Crazy shit.
That doesn't.
Yeah. Jill's pregnant again too.
Yeah, you're gonna be a double uncle,
triple uncle.
It's way different, but it's amazing.
Yeah,
you get to go play with them, be cool uncle, well, and then you give it back.
He knows baby Sloane real well.
No,
yeah, Sloane's great. Super happy baby.
Yeah, she's gonna be the friend.
It's
of Paul
different now. When you're. Uncle.
Nina won't let me name the baby Paul.
Paul.
She won't let me name the baby Paul. She won't even let me name the runt Paul, the smallest and last baby. Which I was disappointed in.
Why don't you try to get one name?
Paul, first name Paul, middle name Paul. Paul. She might budge on Pippi for the last one. If it's a girl.
Pippi Paul. I like that one.
It's kind of cute. Anyways, yeah, I'm going to be a father. That's crazy.
Do you have names?
We do have names. I'm not going to say them yet, though, because who knows?
Which one's harder, do you think, guy or girl?
To raise?
No names.
To name?
Yeah.
I don't know. Don't know anything really.
It's an insane question.
Yeah, it's wild to say.
That's a crazy question.
We found it harder for a guy.
To name a guy?
Yeah.
Nah, we have both. We're locked and loaded. I just need the baby to have Nina's hair. I just need the baby to probably have Nina's like entire aesthetic. I think it'd be cool if it got my biceps.
It doesn't really matter what it has or doesn't have because it could just get Neuralink. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Will your kid get Neuralink?
100%.
Bro, there's been updates on the Neuralink front.
What? What's Major, the update?
Well,
what's the update?
I've got them here. The first ever Neuralink patient has been showing some incredible breakthroughs. He was given the Neuralink. He proceeded with the implant. It was based on extensive discussions, which ultimately alleviated his concerns about the safety and ethical implications of the technology because it supposedly was a bunch of dead monkeys.
Hmm?
Yeah, from the original tests.
I don't care. The fried chicken prime thing April Fool's joke. It was an April Fool's joke.
One of the greatest advances.
Well, because people are coming up to me outside of your house. They're pulling up to me outside of your house and go, my son's been looking everywhere for the fried chicken prime. I was like, that's an April Fool's joke. Why would we do that? It's not real.
It's disgusting.
April Fool's. We posted on my birthday.
Is it still available? Is it like a limited edition thing that you can get?
Three Body Problem on Netflix is an excellent show.
One report detailed a monkey missing fingers and toes, a condition suggested to have been caused by self-mutilation. Like the monkey got a brain hemorrhage from having the Neuralink test. And then this guy goes and gets it, and now he can play chess using only his mind.
Thank you guys for watching this episode of Impulsive.
That's insane. That's insane. That you could play Tetris or do Rubik's Cube using only your mind.
I'd rather just use my hands.
He can't. He's paralyzed, you scumbag.
Bro, I didn't know that.
From the shoulders fucking down, I didn't know that, bro.
I wasn't listening. I was listening to talking about three body problems.
Didn't say that yet.
No, because this is the problem. We're talking about fried chicken prime. We should be talking about the greatest advances in the history of civilization. That's what we're not doing on the show enough. We need to do more of it. It can't be just prime and WWE and backflips off the top rope. We're going to other planets.
Well, they talk about that in Three Body Problem. It's what a great show about? On Netflix. It's we're being visited by the Santi, an alien race. They're going to be here in 400 years, and they've outsmarted us. They've created
two. Is it fiction?
It's fiction. Yeah. No, it's nonfiction.
It's not. It's real.
It's nonfiction. Yeah.
But this is happening now. Right now, people are getting a chip implanted in their brain. Do you not like Elon Musk?
I do like Elon Musk.
He has way more kids than you.
Dude, how? That's the thing, though. How? How can he have so many kids? Well, I think it'd be an honor to have Elon Musk's baby. I probably would do it myself. That's probably how, actually. He finds, like, suitable mothers and just runs it. Just fucking sprays and prays.
Subway just rolled out the $6 6-inch.
Cookie.
No, sandwich.
But there's a cookie, too.
There was a $5 footlong. This is how bad a society has sunk in. We went from a $5 footlong to $6 6-inch.
Well, and they're marketing it like a bargain?
Yeah, because that's where we're at from a grocery standpoint.
Jesus, bro. At this point, I'll be honest.
Bro. He's just saying shit, bro, because he's fucking living 400 years ahead with the Senti. He's fucking, dude. This kid.
Bro, I have to go.
I think you should trademark being out of touch with reality. I think it should be your thing where you are so disconnected.
No, I'm not disconnected. Life. I know about Caitlin Clark. Congratulations, Caitlin. Number one basketball player.
Dude.
That's your Caitlin impossible. Clark is your old assistant.
It's impossible.
I do have to go. I have to go to dinner.
To do what? To eat. Talk about
to a
what?
Sentient.
Eat. Yeah, you're going to talk to a sentient.
Well, no, it's just crazy. If someone can comment below who's watched Three Body Problem, who made the metallic helmet and how did they get it to the people? Because the technology is so futuristic, but the Santi are 400 years, light years away. So how did it, it's just one plot hole. I couldn't quite seem to understand. But thanks for watching this episode of Impulsive. I'm sorry.
No.
Congrats.
Yeah, congrats. Oh, thanks. Congrats on the future child.
Thanks.
The
thanks.
Child from the thanks future. So much. Congrats on your Santi.
Can
child.
I represent your child?
Congrats on your Santi
child. Can I represent your child?
Absolutely.
You made my child sign a contract.
Well, I own 10% of your child in perpetuity. She signed it.
Good thing it's only one of them.
You're like the of this show. Yeah. Dude,
bro,
really
you
are.
Can't say nah, that. Nah, I haven't had one Hollywood no, orgy
it's not
party.
Even that. It's just you own everybody. You own us, bro.
No, not him.
Idiots. Dude, I can't even speak.
I don't know him.
I can't even speak my mind on this show. You have a contract.
Bro, do I own you?
Yes.
Do you feel owned in any way?
Say yes and you could have half.
Zoom in on him, bro. He's shaking his head.
Say yes and get a referral fee for the house sale. Just say fucking yes. Use code Logan.
No, I don't, bro. The only thing I own is
you have working sperm that has motility. You know, he made me, his baby, future Senti baby, made me want to freeze my sperm. So now I'm trying to freeze my sperm just in case I have my nuts fall off.
I'll be honest, in the state your sperm are currently probably already
look
frozen.
That's not true. You don't know everything about my sperm, Logan.
I know a lot
you
about
it.
More
than
the average person
you
and definitely
that's why
more
I
than your
out
girlfriend.
Last night because I didn't want you knowing anymore.
We
about
did a whole
sperm.
Ass
no,
experiment.
That's not true.
You mailed
mortality.
It in, bro. This was your sperm. Each one of your sperm was like this, trapped in that liquid.
Because you're detached from reality, just like my sperm is detached from their tails. Correct. They were fucking static. I didn't get a spermicide. Neuralink. It's going to be a tiny Neuralink that can make them play chess when they're still sperm by thinking about it. Okay. What? What? He's got to go to a fucking dinner with the Senti? Logan, blah, blah. We would want to have you
give you a silver headband.
Off the top rope in space. Drink Prime. It is filled with electrolytes that you can use to fuel your spaceship. To go to Jupiter.
I have a dinner?
Bro, with who? Fucking Arnold Palmer? Go to fucking dinner. Drink your half iced tea, half lemonade. You fucking loser. Sick of your shit.
I got a red eye. I'm catching a red eye to New York. And then on Thursday, I'm seeing that little fucking baby. I'm seeing it. Ultrasound.
I hope he spits out the belly button on your face.
Oh, that's a wild one. The belly button.
Insane to say. Guys, comment below and let us know if you think we should be canceled.
No, the house. And 10% off.
10% off in the on this house if you use the code Logan.
Is it a boy or a girl?
And Graham Bensinger, bro.
In the comments.
You are a fucking piece of shit.
I don't mind you, Graham.
A top tier asshole.
Are you serious?
No, I don't like him by way of you not liking him.
Well, no. Make your own conclusion. But do you think that's like a cool thing to do?
No, it was whack that he put it out. Buying the out-of-home media was dope. Because that was
it was a savage move for sure.
But okay, no, Mike, just let him know.
Yeah, putting it out on YouTube was whack.
Mike,
bro.
Let him know.
What?
You're doing in-depth with Graham Bessinger.
Oh, yeah, I'm doing in-depth with Graham Bessinger. It's going on his TikTok. It's going on his TikTok channel.
All right, thanks, guys. We'll see you next time. Peace.
That's the only person Graham's gonna get from now on.
Yo, Mike. Peace.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.